Hi everyone, today's Perek of Rambam is the 15th and final Perek of Hilchos Tefillah Birkos Kohanim. In this Perek, after having discussed in the previous Perek the basic obligation for Kohanim to do Nesias Kapayim, to bless the Bnei Yisrael in that unique fashion, so now we turn to some things which can prevent a Kohen from properly doing this mitzvah. Halacha Aleph. Shisha Devarim Monin Nesias Kapayim. There are six things which can prevent fulfillment of the mitzvah of Nesias Kapayim. Halashon, if a Kohen is unable to pronounce the words, as we will see momentarily. Va'mumin, if the Kohen is a balmum, he has a certain blemish. Va'avera, and if he's somebody who is a sinner. Va'ashanim, and if he's somebody who is lacking of certain years. Va'ayin, and if he is drunk. Va'atumas yadayim, and if his hands are unclean. Now let's go through each one of these. Halashon kitzif, what does it mean that he's lacking with regards to his ability to speak? Ha'elegim she'ein motzi nesa osios kitukunan. If you have a Kohen who is not able to pronounce words so clearly, kagon shakorin la'alif and alifin. For example, he calls an aleph an ayin or an ayin an aleph. Ole shiboles siboles. He can't pronounce the sh sound, ukiotipen, or things along those lines. Ainos neskapan. So then he's unable to do the mitzvah of nesias kapayim. V'chein kvedei peh, kvedei lashon, she'ein divrei mikarim lakol, ainos neskapan. And also people who just slur their words, don't pronounce them clearly, they also are not allowed to dochen. Halacha beis. Hamumen ketzad. What does it mean that a blemish can prevent them from being able to dochen? So kohen sheyesh mumen v'fanav obiyadav obaraglav. If a kohen has a blemish on his face or his hands or his feet, going to tell you etzvosav akumos akushos osha yoyadav v'hakonios. So if, for example, his fingers are bent or twisted or crooked in some way, or they have white spots on them, so in those circumstances, lo yisas kapav l'fisha am mistachin bo. So then he's not supposed to do nesias kapayim because then the people will stare at him and be distracted. Mishaya riro yored al zikano. If somebody always has spit come dripping down his beard, v'shashu medaber at a time when he talks, v'chein asuma v'achas meinav, or somebody's blind in one eye, lo yisas kapav. He also should not dochen. V'maya dash b'iro. However, if it was something that everybody in his city was used to already, they know this guy, they see him all the time around, they're all used to v'akol yoregilim v'zeh asuma v'achas meinav, v'zeh riro zav, or they're used to this guy who has blind eye, or who has this spit drip down. Mutter lefisha aim is talking about. Then it's permitted because people are used to it already and they won't stare at it. Chain misha yu yadav tzibuos istis upua lo yisa eskapav. And similarly, the person who has his hands colored, one color like purple or red or the like, so he also shouldn't raise his hands. Im rov anshe ha'ir melachton b'kach. However, if most of the people in the city work with, let's say, red paint, and part of the jobs that they do, so then mutter l'fisha emes tachlin bo. So then it's permitted because, again, the whole concern is people will be distracted, and in that case, they won't be distracted. Halacha gimel, ha'aveira ketzad. What does it mean that a kohen has transgressed a certain sin and therefore is unable to dochen? Kohen shaharagas a nefesh, afal pish asa tshuva, lo yisa es kapa. A kohen who has murdered somebody, he's killed somebody, he, even though he's done tshuva for this act, he's still not allowed to dochen. Shnei Amaris, Pasuk says, yideichem damim maleu, uksiv ufa rischem kapeichem. That the Pasuk talks about your hands being full of blood, and when you spread out your hands then to dochen, to bless the people, Hashem says that he's going to hide from you, he's going to turn away. V'cholein sh'abad kohavim, bein ba'onis, bein v'shkaga. And a kohen who's done avodah zarah, he's worshipped some other entity other than God, whether he's done so under duress, he was forced to, or whether he did so accidentally, afal pi she'asa tshuva, even though he might have repented, eino nesias kapayim l'olam, he's still not allowed to do nesias kapayim, she'nei ma'ariz b'pasuk says, ach lo elu kohanei ha'vamos. Right, these ones who had served in places which were inappropriate are not allowed to serve Hashem in this fashion. U'bracha ka'avodahi she'nei ma'ar, v'shar so l'varech b'shmo. And this bracha of Birkos Kohanim is the same as avodah, so just as they're not allowed to serve in the Beis HaMikdash, they also are not allowed to serve in the sense of doing dochanim. V'chein kohen shehemir la avodas chavim, af al pi shechazer bo, eino nosei es kapav lola. And similarly, a kohen who converts out, he converts to a different religion or the like, so then even though he's done tshuva, he repents, he's still not able to do nosei es kapayim ever. U'shar haveros ein monim. However, other transgressions, they don't prevent a kohen from dochanim, even if he's done some tremendous sins, assuming he's done tshuva, so then it's okay. Halacha dalet. Hashanim keitza. What does it mean that years can impact whether a kohen is allowed to? So kohen nar lo yisa es kapav ad ismali zekano. So a kohen who's very young, he shouldn't dochen until he has a full beard. V'hayayin keitza. The next one on the list was that if he's intoxicated. So what does that entail? Misha shasal revias yayin vivas achas. Somebody who's drinking revias worth of wine all at once, only like 3 or 4 ounces. So then he's not allowed to do Niskias Kapayim until the wine has left him, because it is connected to the concept of doing Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash, this special bracha of Niskias Kapayim. And therefore, just as he's not allowed to serve in the Beis HaMikdash while he's somewhat intoxicated, he's also not allowed to do Niskias Kapayim. Shazer Ravias Yain B'Shtei Pamim. However, if he drank the Ravias of wine in two times, Oshin Asan L'Zocho Ma'at Mayim, where he mixed it with a little bit of water, Mutter. So then he's allowed to Tochen. However, if it was more than Ravias, Afal Pisha Haya Mazog, Afal Pisha Shazel Kapayim, if it was already beyond that exact point of Ravias. So even if it was mixed with water, even if he drank it through numerous acts of drinking, Lo Yisaz Kap of Ad Shiyasus Yino Malav. So then he's not allowed to Tochen until the wine has left him. V'kamahi Ravias. And how much is Ravias? Etzbayim al etzbam berum etzbam. It's 2 fingers worth by 2 fingers worth in a height of 2 fingers width. V'chati etzba v'chomesh etzba kugudo. And in terms of the height, it's also plus another half a finger's worth, as well as a fifth of a finger's worth, like the size of a thumb. V'zeha etzba shem moshkin bo v'chol ha-Torah kulo, hu'a gudo, hu'a nikra bo ha-niyat. And whenever we talk about the etzba, the finger, which is used as a measurement in the Torah, it's always referring to one's thumb. Halachahei. Tumas ha-yadayim ketzad. One of the things which prevents a kohen from dochening is that his hands are unclean. What does that entail? Kohen shelo notel shiodav, a kohen who didn't wash his hands first, lo yoseh kapav, he's not allowed to dochen, ela notel shiodav ad perek, kederech shemakach l'avoda. He has to first wash his hands up into the wrist, just as they would have for the avoda in the base of Mikdash, v'acharach mevarach, and then he can make the priestly blessing, shenemarz l'sukesu yideichem kodesh, uvarachu es Hashem. At first you have to prepare your hands, lift your hands in holiness, and then you can bless God. V'acholol eno noseh es kapav, l'fisha eno bikuhuno. And in addition, a Kohen, who unfortunately is defined as a Chalal, it's because of the relationship that he was born from, based off of his father's conduct, he's able to turn his child into a Chalal. So if that child emerges with this somewhat blemished lineage, so then he also is not allowed to do the mitzvah of Nesias Kapayim, because he's no longer considered a Kohen fully. Halachavav. Kohen shelo haya lo davar mikol eilu advarim hamon nesias kapayim. A kohen doesn't have any one of these different factors which can prevent nesias kapayim. Afal pishe eno chacham eno medakti mitzvos osha obrius meranin acharav osha lo haya maso matano betzedek. If this person wasn't having one of these factors, however, he's not a talmud chacham. In fact, he's not even careful with mitzvos, or people are all speaking rumors about him, or that he's not honest in his business, he still is allowed to do the mitzvah of Nesias Kapayim, so we don't prevent him. Because this is a positive command of every single Kohen who's able to do so. We don't tell somebody who's already a sinner, no, you should continue to add more wickedness to your wickedness and be withheld from mitzvahs. And don't be astounded, and you might ask yourself, what does this bracha do from this guy? He's not a good person. Why do I need his blessing? Because the acceptance of the bracha is not dependent upon the kohanim. It's all coming from Hashem. That they shall place my name on the Bnei Israel, and I, Hashem, will bless them. They do the mitzvah which they were commanded, and that's a mitzvah, a standalone mitzvah. And Hashem, in his mercy, will choose, in accordance with his will, to bless the Bnei Israel. The people that are behind the Kohanim will not be included in this blessing which the Kohanim are placing the Bnei Israel for Hashem to bless them. However, if they're on the side of the Kohanim, meaning they're off to the side, not behind the Kohanim, so then they are included in the blessing. And anybody who might be separated by some sort of wall, even if it was an iron wall preventing him from being able to actually see the Kohanim, it doesn't matter, as long as the faces are face to face, albeit there's a wall blocking them, then it still is going to be including them within the bracha. Halacha test. Nesias Kapayim Asara V'Kohanim Min HaMinyan. You need to have 10 people in order to do Nesias Kapayim. The Kohanim can count as part of that minyan. Beis HaKnesset Shekulin Kohanim Kulam Nosem Es Kapayim. And if the whole shul is Kohanim, then nonetheless, they all will do Nesias Kapayim. L'mihem Evarachin. And who are they blessing then? Who are they doing this for if there's nobody else in the audience? L'achem Shebet Tzafon L'achem Shebet Darum. It's to their brothers out in the north and the brothers out in the south. U'mion Acharehem. Amen. And who will respond amen after these blessings? So the women that are there will do it, and the children that are there will do it. And if there's 10 kohanim there beyond these ones, that had gone up to dochen, so then those 10 people stay behind, they serve as the audience, and they respond amen, and the rest will make the blessing. if the congregation that is present only has one Kohen who happens to be leading the congregation, so then he doesn't daven. However, if he was convinced that he'll be able to interrupt, do Nesias Kapayim, and then return straight away without having any mistakes back to Sim Shalom and the rest of his tefillah, then he's allowed to. If they don't have any coin at all, so when the Shliach Tzibor reaches the point of Sim Shalom Omer, so he recites the blessings, and then he says also, he also says that component, and to that the people do not respond amen, contrary to the custom that we Ashkenazim at least are familiar with. And then he begins Sim Shalom. A coin who had already done the CS Kapayim in one shul, and then he goes to another shul. He sees that this congregation here is dominating right now, and they have not yet reached up to Birkas Kohanim. So then he should go and do Nesias Kapayim for them, and he gives them the bracha. And he can even do this many times during the day. A coin who did not move his feet to at least begin to ascend to this platform, this dochen, at the time when the Shliach Tzibur had said Ritzei, Shuv Eino Ola Bosa Tefillah. So then he's not able to go up and dochen during that tefillah. However, as long as he has at least moved his feet a little bit, he's begun to ascend once the Shliach Tzibur has gotten to Ritzei, so then even if he only gets up there after the Shliach Tzibur has completed the bracha of avoda, the bracha of Ritzei, so then he's still allowed to get up there and give them the blessing. Any coin who had opportunity to get up and do Nesias Kapayim and did not, he has been mevatel a single assay, but know that it's like he's violated three assays. Shenei Mars Blitzkot says Kos Varuch Es Bnei Israel, and furthermore it says Amar Lahem, and furthermore it says Vesamu Es Shemi, and he hasn't done any of those. Any coin who doesn't do this blessing, he himself will not be blessed. And to end on a positive note, any coin that does do this blessing, misbarach, he will see blessing in his own life. And those who bless you, I will bless, Hashem says. He tells it to Avram and refers to all the Bnei Yisrael. And accordingly, therefore, when the Kohanim bless the Bnei Yisrael, they have opened themselves up for being blessed themselves. It's very important you sowed in all of Judaism that sometimes you feel like you are giving, but ultimately you are really receiving. And that can be said as we summarize all of Hilchos Tefillah and all of Birkos Kohanim. We've completed a large and very, very important section, a linchpin section of all of our Avodas Hashem, to appreciate that our tefillah seems like we're simply servicing God, we're simply appearing before Him and singing His praise. Stating our requests might seem like it's for our sake, but on another level it can also be understood as being a way of demonstrating that we are dependent upon Him, and we thank Him, we acknowledge Him at the end. But we have to recognize that the opportunity to commune with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this fashion is something where it might look on some level like it's a Avodah Shebelev, that it's us doing the service, but really it is we who are gaining in this interaction. Baruch Hashem that we've completed this section. Mirat Hashem, looking very much forward tomorrow to the start of a new section, that which will deal with all of Stam, Sifrei Torah, Tefillin, Mezuzos, and the beautiful halachos we will find contained therein. Have a wonderful day.